Well, a treat for everybody.
Yes.
Before we start the show today. And we're actually going to test something now that we tested before the show.
We
but
did.
We just want to make sure that during the actual show.
Make sure it's working perfectly.
At some point when it becomes emergency time.
Yes.
Go-to time.
We will break the glass.
You'll be ready.
Use this new innovative piece of technology.
It's been years since we've had our emergency Pete and Les show.
Exactly.
Standing by behind glass.
The legendary Pete and Les.
People have been asking for it.
They're old.
They're dying for it.
They're much older.
I mean, the reviews.
I think they're the same.
The reviews of these guys are, you know, if you think we get good press sometimes, we never get good press compared to these guys.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near?
That music.
Just like me.
Yeah, that music means only one thing. What would that be there, Peter? Means welcome. First of the show, it's our theme song. On a good-looking Tuesday.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
Via con Dios.
This is Pete Moss.
And I'm Les Humid.
And we deliver the type of radio show, in case it's your first time listening to the news leader in town. What we do is a show that's kind of, it's called retro. We focus on the local community.
Oh, I'll tell you something. I hate that word, Peter. I hate the word retro because it somehow seems to me that we're looking backwards.
And our type forwards. Of radio.
We both are young at heart. You know that.
Our type of radio, frankly, has gone the way how did we get along? How did we get around when we first got into the radio? Oh, that's right. The covered wagon.
The covered wagon.
Our show has gone the way of the covered wagon. This newfangled talk radio has become. What did we call automobiles when they first came out?
The horseless carriage.
That's what talk radio has become today.
Yeah, at least our kind of radio, platter chatter, it just doesn't seem to exist anymore. And I'm very frustrated about that. I really am.
And I want to show you that even though we've been out of the biz for a while.
Yeah. Yes, we have, Peter.
Let me get my glasses on.
Put them on, pal.
For those of you who have laptops...
What are they? What would that be? What would be a laptop?
I really don't know.
A laptop? That's you mean a flip top, like a flip top cam?
Dell.
I still have several cases of ginger ale in my basement that require a can opener.
Hey, we got a lost dog announcement. Hold on, we've got to stop the show for a second.
There it is. Yeah, here it is.
Sweet Betty Wilkins from down on Old Georgetown Road called Ginger.
Ginger is a yellow and white tabby.
The sweet, sweet, sweet little pussycat.
Lovely
and,
pussycat.
If you happen to see, look up in a tree, because that's where, go up and if you see the cat, give us a call on the Pete and Les line. And of course, that's 1-800-WE-LOVE-EVERYBODY.
Now, we can't do it today, but we do want to remind everyone that coming up Thursday, Tradio, where you'll be able to buy and sell goods right here on the Pete Moss Less Human Get Together. So we're excited to be back. We really, really are.
Dell is recalling laptop batteries.
Well, what the heck? What in the Simon says is wrong with that? I don't understand anything.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Pete Moss.
And I'm Les Humid.
And it's the type of radio, frankly, that belongs in this modern day and age, in this year of our Lord, 2006. Is it hot enough for you out there?
It's really not the heat as much as that humidity, which really makes it
feel
a lot warmer.
The Triple H's.
A lot warmer. And here's a piece of advice. If you're out and about in the heat, drink plenty of fluids.
Stay hydrated.
Stay hydrated.
Stay,
that's right.
Stay hydrated. And
very, very important.
Don't forget, it's important to be nice, but it's nice to be important.
Yeah, and here's another timely reminder. On a bright day in these dog days, as I like to call them, the doggy days of summer, make sure you don't look directly into the sun.
Happy birthday, little Stevie Kushner. He's a member of the Pete and Les Junior Listener Club. They want to say happy birthday, little Stevie. Got a wonderful photo of him here wearing his knee-high stockings and his Buster Brown shoes with his big buckles, dressing like the young man of America today should. Let's not go down that road with what's wrong.
No need.
With America. I was watching television last night, one of the chat shows.
I don't have one in my house. I threw them all out.
A political statement on your part?
I had to. I just got so frustrated with the crap that's on there. Oh, I misspoke. Sorry, it's been a while. With the garbage, the junk that's on there.
Well, I threw away the cable because I find the cable to be evil.
I agree.
If it comes over the good old rabbit ears, then it's okay in the Moss household.
What happened to fantasy? What happened to the days where you could just think about love and, love between a married man and woman, and they'd get together, sleep in separate beds, and somehow, miraculously, a baby would come along? What happened to that?
I got my five sons.
The last program that I viewed, I believe, was a 1986 episode of Hunter.
He's a handsome man, Fred Dwyer.
And I don't have televisions, but I do have a small monitor with a DVD, one of the those little discs that you play movies on, and I have the entire box set of Barnaby Jones.
I enjoy Betamax.
That technology is much better than they gave it credit for.
You bet. It's cutting edge. I mean, you get a tape.
Hey, when are we going to play our daily march? When's that coming?
Last night, the missus and I are in our separate twin beds.
How is Mrs. Moss?
As always, sending her best and making her five-alarm chili.
The best darned chili you're ever going to wrap your tonsils around.
So last night, we're watching one of the replacements for Johnny Carson. I'm not really sure which one it is. A rather hideously deformed guy. Big gap between his teeth.
Handicapped, was he? Was he crippled?
I turned to my wife, Bonnie Moss, and I said, hey, Bonnie, have you ever heard of this guy? And she said, his name is David Letar. He's from France, David Letar, man. And we watched the show, and here's what's incredible.
What's he do? Is he like Jack Parr? Allen?
A lot of people have accused us of being stuck in the year. Actually, we've been accused of being stuck anywhere between 1955 and 1964. Anything that happened prior to the Beatles arriving in America, that's the time frame that it seems we are stuck with. And perhaps I'm going to sound a bit out of date in this modern time that we live.
But never on this show.
I'm watching the Johnny Carson replacement last night.
Oh, yeah.
And I watched the whole show.
When's he coming back, anyway?
And while I didn't find it funny, I'll tell you something that I found, I don't want to say alarming, but
man,
the missus
takes an amazing vacation.
The missus and I had to go down and get some of her famous crumb cake and get some hot cider to put a little extra special in to settle down, because now get this. There were only two guests on the show.
Yeah.
A movie star
and
some type of a singing combination.
You mean he didn't panel with George Gobel and about four other comedians or
luminaries? No, you don't understand.
Bing Crosby on?
You don't understand what I'm saying.
No.
Both of the guests were Afro-Americans.
Wow.
And I thought,
that's incredible.
Where's the white man on this show? Now listen. Don't bombard me.
Was George Segal on?
He wasn't.
Oh.
I sat there with Bonnie and I said to Bonnie, no one loves people of all colors more than me. Why?
Did you say they were both movie stars?
One was a singer.
Oh, a singer. Okay, so he had Nat King Cole and Sidney Poitier.
I said to Bonnie, now, I'm friends with people of all races, colors, creeds.
Good for you.
My one neighbor, Chim Song, who runs the local dry cleaner, is fantastic.
He speaks very, very good English.
He does. And then there's Leroy, who works down the street.
Right.
Far down the street. One of the entry-level homes into our subdivision.
Isn't that nice?
Into Kinder Acres.
That is delightful.
And I've seen Leroy, and occasionally, even when he approaches my car, I do not unlock the doors.
You know, my wife, Cookie Human, was telling me that you actually have a family of Jewish extraction living in your neighborhood now.
Well, listen to this. First with Leroy. Occasionally, I do not unlock my doors. Most times, I do.
I understand, Pete.
He'll come over and actually put his hands on my car.
Excuse me.
And you mentioned the Jewish people in the neighborhood.
My bag.
Oh.
My bag.
Your colostomy bag?
My bag is acting up. Might be time for the change.
I don't know what happened.
I'm real sorry.
I don't know, friends, what happened to 1963 back, but we call
I had a functioning colon in 1963.
We call it all our America. And all I know is that television was in black and white, and America, my America, was in black and white.
Now, I thought you told me you weren't going to get political. You've been like this ever since Nixon lost to Kennedy.
When I was talking to Michael Hughes, who incidentally is one of these new executives in radio, and I find him to be absolutely brilliant.
I think he's not only brilliant, but he has a sense of history, and he respects broadcasters like us. And I really respect the fact that he ingratiates himself to us.
The directive he gave me to pass along to you before the show was, well, first he said, kick bottom.
Yeah. In a manly way, in an army barracks kind of way that we're not going to share with you. Not then, on this program.
And,
you're not going to hear that kind of stuff here.
And then he said, go out and just say whatever you really feel, because that's what America is all about today.
Let me tell you a brief story about Michael Hughes. Just very brief, because I just want to let you know the man behind the position of general manager here at the station.
Genius.
When I was having, the better part of my foot amputated, Michael Hughes was the only executive in this company that took the time to send me a box of candy. Now, it was not appropriate because diabetics are not supposed to enjoy candy, but I still knew the thought was there, and I thought it was very generous of him, and it actually speeded my recovery, and I was able to, I don't walk like I used to, but I think he can walk just fine with half a foot. And I'm being treated now, and I just want to say thank you, Michael Hughes, and I'm using this public forum to do so. What a fabulous guy he is.
They're giving us the wrap-up time.
Wrap-up time.
I don't know if we've heard from...
Sorry.
I don't know if we ever found the cat that was missing out there today.
No, that's the only one we have today, right? No dogs, just the cat.
Smokey Bear says that the chance of a fire is good today because it's so hot outside.
Fire danger high.
So remember to please stay hydrated.
Please stay hydrated.
And
we don't want to lose any listeners. We don't have to.
Being as Mr. Hughes said we could say anything we wanted, I'd like to say something that you couldn't say back on the radio in 1963.
Oh, everybody, prick your ears up. It's controversy.
I'd like to say hi to a fellow broadcaster who I respect from the bottom of my heart.
Is he working for a competitor?
He works for the news station.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
His name is Jim Fartley, and he has been unmercifully dragged. He's just been pulled through the mud by the two clods, the two college radio losers that do this show. And it's time that somebody stands up and says, you know what? Traffic and weather on the 8s belongs right up there with Chris Columbus discovering this country.
Amen.
With Abraham Lincoln freeing the slaves.
Jim, you hang in there and you do a good job. Don't let those wiseacres, those little class clowns that I, by God, if I was 35 to 40 years younger, I'd march right down there and give them what for.
Hold on, I've got to check my blood. Give me a moment.
Yep.
Just let me give it's a simple little prick test.
Didn't know you wanted to talk about it, but you know, since Patti LaBelle started advertising those fabulous blood sensors, you can do it. How are we doing? Do you need a candy bar?
Is 17 good or bad?
Oh, I think that's dangerous. I think that's dangerous, but we're going to have to break anyway so you can get your insulin and we can move on. Both of us got the diabetes.
So now we've worked out the kinks. I'm pretty sure we're being bombarded with hate mail right now on our website.
Sure.
We've done this for 14 minutes. And you should know that Mike and I were doing an X-rated version of this for about an hour before the show today. So consider yourself lucky that we got it out of our systems now.
And it was not funny. Not funny. This was funny. That wasn't funny at all with all those horrible words. Two old men using horrible, horrible words.
Someday we'll be back. Until then, let a smile be your umbrella.
Be happy. Make somebody else.
And remember, until next time, the time we've got is promised to no one. Time is nobody's friend. The current time is 15 minutes past the hour. You got to be somewhere by 4 o'clock. You got 15 minutes to get there. And we're always looking for those little dog and cat announcements. So why don't you give us a call? And stay tuned for my very, very good friend, Charlie Warren. Coming up next. Here, Charlie, you'll be on your station of the stars.
Sharing that fabulous segment, You're the Critic. If you've seen anything in the movies, I certainly haven't been to a movie since Bridge Over the River Kwai. Bill Trumbull will be by later tonight. Spin some of your favorite tunes. And, of course, straight from the grave, Eddie Gallagher. That's right. Eddie has been remastered and remixed, and we've got his best of tapes for you.
And don't forget this weekend, Simon Says with Ed Walker. Looking forward to it. Enjoy, everyone.
Bonsoir. Just adios. Like they long have a happy arrivederci. Don't let your meatloaf. Take care and take care of others. 55 saves lives. You can pick your friends and pick your nose, but don't pick your friend's nose. You're not only sleeping with her, you're sleeping with everybody she slept with. VD is for everybody. One nation under God. One never knows when there's a homosexual about. Okay, are we done? Have you got it out of your system?
I frankly could go 4 hours.
I know you could, but I can see those ratings falling right now.
So damned fun.
Yeah.
Little singy song.
Let me just make sure that it's not a
summer
problem.
Summer wind. Blowing in.
Let me just make sure it's not a problem with the technology. Line one, line two, line three, line four.
No complaints.
Line five, line six. Well, nobody calling. Line seven, line eight. Nine.
You mean they're not calling to congratulate us?
Hold on. 11, 12, 13, 14. Oh, my. Nobody. There's nobody. Man, 15, 16, 17, 18.
Then let me take this opportunity to say, I poisoned Fidel Castro.
19.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm a patriot.
Nobody's listening.
Damn it.
We've driven them all away.
And it was 50-50 last time we did it. Maybe that equation has gone to
you. You think the people out there right now are screaming, please, do Elvis, do Elvis.
If that's happening, count on it.
Who's that young guy in the next room?
Oh. I'm not quite sure. Boy,
he smells funny. He smells like incense.
Sure does. What's he
incense
burning over there?
Peppermints.
Are you a hippie, son?
No, not actually, no.
And
no,
how about the draft dodger in the back? Did you see that guy?
Tell you, there are a couple of them back there.
Sent him to a barber college.
A couple of Bowery boys back there. A couple of tough little rascals. What are you doing, son?
Hi, gentlemen.
Why are you breathing through your nose, son? I've got an inhaler in here that might help you. I've got a nebulizer. Would you like to be nebulized?
I'm interested in the nebulizer.
Are you here because of the Make-A-Wish program?
Yes. The treatment's going well. Thanks for asking.
Is this your thrill to work with you, broadcast legend?
I don't
Giants?
Really dream this big, but, you know, this is what they had for me.
Let's wait and see if he remembers. Oh, there. Now I hear the one.
Who's that voice? May I ask you a question? You young man.
The one on the
phone? Your friend... What? Is your friend retarded?
Listen, I don't...
Are we still on the air?
Yeah, actually...
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that on the air. Is your friend special?
To me, he is, yes.
Oh, I thought so. How's he doing? Hey, a call!
We're doing Pete Moss and Les Human.
Yeah!
Hello, you're on with... You're on with Pete and Les. It's been years since we've been back on the radio. 19 past the hour.
The phones
are greetings, different. Madame.
I miss you more than music of your life.
As you know, women always come first on the Pete and Les show.
Women are to be cherished. They're to be singled out for their good works, and they're supposed to... They're our moms and our sisters and our wives.
And I want to give a quick
hi to my wife, to Body Moss, where as we speak is right now at home making some of her five-alarm chili. Ooh.
And Cookie Humid is at home. Well, she's at home doing the very best she can. She no longer can cook. She no longer
God
can get,
bless
up,
her.
Get out of bed. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, when is the general going to bring out the march?
Ah, the march. Do we have our march today? Come on. How's about a march? How about a Sousa march?
Hi, it's Pete and Les. We're back.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, how are you, young man? I've noticed these callers, many of them draft age.
Can I say a special hello to Cookie, my lovely bride? Cookie, Daddy's coming home shortly, and he'll be there before your dialysis is over.
Hey, your radio show is awesome. It's the only tough thing is tough to tell which is which.
Yeah, well, we're both seasoned veterans.
Mm-hmm. We went to school for it. We were taught how to speak clearly and properly.
When you work together that long, it's bound to happen, right?
Maybe if we tell you a bit about us. My friend mentioned Les mentioned that he's had the colostomy bag
and most of my foot removed due to diabetes.
Hang in there, Les.
I don't like to call it an amputation. I like to call it an alteration. I'm the same Les Humid that I've been for 77 years.
And, of course, while I was serving Uncle Sam, fighting the slanty-eyed gooks over in Korea that they later turned into some kind of campy television show starring Alan Alda, I refused to watch that show because I said, and excuse my French, but I said, you be over in Korea and you come back and you have your testicles in a brown paper sack, and you tell me if that's funny.
It's junk.
Not a comedy.
The show is junk, and that's just about the time I removed all the televisions from my home.
I have been without testicles since 19... When did that war end?
Well, I believe you had them removed when you came back. It was, but you actually stayed in the Korean theater, I think, through the 1960, the year 1960.
To be honest, Fuji... I later became friends and forgave him.
Mm-hmm.
Incidentally, he came into a fortune, as he says, yen, with a film company.
That's right.
Officially combined all the Japanese, the Koreans, and the Chinese.
I was over there
still my favorite food.
I was fighting for freedom.
You were.
And they decided to make an example out of me.
Oh.
And took what I believe it was called a Ginzu knife. And well, it's a very famous story.
I just want to say you're a brave man. You won a Purple Heart and a Silver Star for that. If you had not been able to cauterize that wound with your very own GI Zippo lighter, you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be my partner today.
And every time I watch Saving Private Ryan or any other great film of that era.
Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful film.
That's the only time I get a feeling down there.
So let me tell everyone that you're listening to two fellas from The Greatest Generation.
We're
here chatting with you right now. We have this whippersnapper across the glass from us who I can barely see.
I believe that we had a request for the March of the Day.
Time for the March. I know everybody likes that on the Pete and Les Show. And thanks for joining us on the get-together. We're back.
On a good-looking Tuesday.
Good stuff.
Welcome back, guys.
Thanks so much.
Good to hear you.
Appreciate it.
And I think One Nation Under God, let's hear a little bit of the Stars and Stripes Forever.
Yeah!
March of the Day.
Attaboy! Now we're talking. Left, right, left, right, left.
Now I feel like we're doing a radio show.
This is the real deal, isn't it?
Back when radio was radio, back in the 60s.
Gets your blood pumping, don't it?
Well, I tell you what, if I had testicles, I'd reach down and grab them right now.
Yeah, I wish they were there, Pete. Really wish they were there, boy.
Damn Koreans.
That's why I never miss a parade.
Excuse me.
Yeah, now, you know what they said about that? We're not in your living room.
We're friends with Korea, although Kim Jong-il...
Yeah, we're friends with the southern part, Peter. The northern part is still very, very much in doubt.
Responsible for lefty and righty.
Right.
And I want to thank my wife of 76 years, Bonnie Moss.
Now you've tipped your hand and the world knows that you're older than I am.
Stayed with me even after I lost them.
Right.
Even after I lost them, she stayed with me. And she said, I'll nurture you. I'll help you grow new ones.
Oh, such a woman.
Such a dreamer.
No, I have to ask
She's a keeper. She's a keeper. That's why I took her to Korea for our 75th anniversary.
Now, let me ask you something. Now, normally you don't tell the the story about Korea unless you've had three or four Manhattans. Did you have a late lunch today?
I was nervous coming back on the radio for the first time in years.
You can say that. It's a medical term.
You know me like an old shoe.
Of course I do. Yes. I do. Like your younger brother.
I'm fall down drunk.
Attaboy. But listen, I'd like the younger broadcasters to give this a listen. Listen to Pete Moss. Listen to him speaking right now. You won't hear a touch of a slur.
No.
He doesn't lose track of his thoughts, and he's completely lucid. This man, I can testify, his eyes are the color of tomatoes.
How does he do it?
25 minutes past the hour right now. And don't forget, if you have a Dell laptop,
I don't know what that is,
you have a battery recall. And I also stand that to understand Johnny Depp is quite the popular movie star today.
Yeah, he's in a movie that's is called Pirates of the Caribbean, and it's a very, very popular film.
I bet it's a coincidence. It's been so long since I've been down to Florida, what with the Warrens and all.
Sure.
But isn't there a ride down there at Disney Place that's loosely similar to that? Isn't that a coincidence?
Well, you and I, why don't we, you know, I don't want to drop names, but, you know, the fact is that both Pete Moss and Les Humid, we both knew Walt Disney,
Is that a coincidence?
No, we actually were there when Walt was actually forming the idea for the park. Oh, it was delightful. Cool.
And in recent years, when I've gone, well, not down to Florida, but being as it's out there and I've been drinking today.
Three Manhattans or four, Peter?
Five.
Attaboy.
Five.
Wow, what a man.
Five, but the last one really didn't count.
You know, I know that a lot of people would be curious to know, how do you do a broadcast when you're absolutely inebriated?
I just want to tell you about Walt Disney since you brought his name up.
Yeah, please.
As you know, he has been frozen. And the rumor is that he's down in Florida. Mm. And the truth is that they move him around. He's in a refrigerated truck. And they move him around. And he was recently in my neighborhood. And I had the pleasure, of licking Walt Disney.
Now, you know what that sounds like?
The refrigerator.
That sounds like those two other fellas that are here. What do you mean licking him? What are you talking about?
The refrigerated truck showed up in front of my house.
You were licking him?
Looked like a standard good humor truck.
What the hell does that mean?
He's encased in ice.
The ice.
The ice?
I walked up. I was going to kiss it, much the way that you would kiss a casket.
Oh, you were paying tribute.
And suddenly I realized, hold on, I can actually lick this ice and take some of Walt with me.
Was it a spiritual experience for you?
Yes, and it was at that moment, through Disney goodness, that I felt my left nut coming back.
Wow.
It's a miracle. Peter, so many strange things are happening to you. It's the supernatural world of Pete Moss right now. I just want to say that the greatest show ever on television was Sunday night on NBC, The Wonderful World of Color. And I didn't have a color set at the time, nor did I ever. Didn't feel it was necessary, but I hear that was a great show. Wonderful show with animals and cartoons. Mm-hmm. What could be more family-friendly?
I was watching something the other night. It was terribly offensive. Brand new on the scene. I was watching on a channel, Channel 301.
301? What, they have that many channels now?
I was over at my son's house. He's got 1,000 channels.
Wow!
I was on channel 301, and this rather grotesque...
We had four when I was watching television.
This grotesque fat woman, who appeared to be reeking of odor, came on and was talking to her family, and I said, what kind of upside-down show is this? And my son said, this is a popular show called Roseanne.
Roseanne.
Mm.
And she was fat and she was on television?
Yes.
How do they let that happen?
I said to my son, Pat Moss, when did this show come on? And he tried to tell me it's been on for 20 years.
They're supposed to have only thin people like Mary Tyler Moore on TV.
And I said to him, son, I didn't go to Korea.
Get him his meds. He's hallucinating now.
No, I was in Vietnam, and you know it, friend.
You were in Vietnam as a special tourist. How could you be married for 77 years? You were an old man in Vietnam. In 68, you were 70 years old.
Have you seen Clint Eastwood?
Yes.
In those movies without his shirt on?
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think he looks good for being a man our age?
I think he's fantastic, and you're being generous to us when you say he's a man our age.
Hell, I vacationed in Vietnam.
Yes, of course. You had a fishing camp there, didn't you?
I had an A-frame.
It's delightful.
It was so sweet. When is Dancing with the Stars coming back on? Now, that's a show that I enjoy. As I told you, I'm enjoying a wonderful read that I'd recommend to everyone. Don't have a TV in the house, but I'm reading Ernest Hemingway's The Old Man and the Sea. I recommend that. That's just so... It's about a man chasing a fish. What could be any more wonderful? You know, now that I've had a sip of my steaming hot Joe, are you coming around?
That's good coffee.
I'm thinking about the last book that I read. Of course, it was scripture. My gosh, I feel like I'm coming out of some type of alcoholic haze.
Well, you've been talking like a madman. I don't mind telling you, now you're coming back to reality. You're talking about scripture, the things that you enjoy. You're becoming the real Pete Moss again.
Yours in Christ time is 31 past the hour.
Attaboy, Pete.
This is Pete Moss.
And less human, time to get up on the pulpit.
And listen, if you're out there getting some sun, Tanner Turnover Time. Don't forget about it. Don't want you to burn your buns out there.
He's back, ladies and gentlemen.
We're the station that reaches the beaches and rules the pools right here with Pete and Les. So tell me, I feel like I had an out-of-body experience.
Well, let me tell you some of the things you were talking about. First of all, you were talking about your own personal anatomy, which I won't go into detail on. And then you were talking about being in Vietnam.
Hold on, heavens.
What?
Did I talk about the operation?
You talked about what you talked about. You were talking about how you hate people. It was very, very disturbing.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my.
Are you back?
You okay?
I'm 100% back.
Good. Sip on that Joe. And nobody makes a big steamy. Get your thermos, your plaid thermos, and drink some of that coffee.
Youngster? Hey, what's your name, youngster?
I'm Rob. I'm your producer.
I need a Depends right now.
Don't tell him that he was talking about licking Walt.
Actually, you needed a Depends a few minutes ago.
Read the scripture. Read the scripture.
Well, did I mention that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's okay, Pete. It's okay. We know you were a little uptight. You did tell us that you had 5 Manhattans before you came into the studio.
What if Mr. Hughes heard?
He won't mind. He's your biggest supporter.
He's a brilliant executive. I would hate to let him down.
You said that. You mentioned that. Everything's going to be okay. He understands.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Pete Moss here. Throwing out a big APOLOGY to YOU from ME. WOW, did I screw up?
That's okay.
Let me just say that tonight, Mother's going to get out the whacking board and give me just what I need, and I promise you that I will be praying during every commercial break.
That's the Pete Moss we all know and love. Back to normal and back the kind of family-friendly radio that we're paid to play for you here on the, what is the station we're on now?
I find it distasteful.
Why?
Because it, frankly... tarnishes the memory of one of our greatest presidents.
The
station call letters are WJFK, which I'm sure is some kind of a cruel joke about John F. Kennedy.
No. Yeah, not appropriate at all. And if you're going to do that, honor a president who meant something to this country. WRMN, Richard Milhouse Nixon. Now that is the station I want to be on. Do you think they could change that for us? Don't really know.
Reagan Radio.
Reagan Radio.
He was the last good one.
Oh, he sure was.
But I'll tell you, as long as I've got my head clear and my eyes straight...
Attaboy.
I'll tell you that George Bush is right when he says, stay the course.
Yes. He's the... next to Ronald Reagan, I think that man knows what he's doing. And all of these subversive individuals that want to run down our country. That, my friend, is the President of the United States.
I don't know if you've heard this about me. I served. I don't like talking about it. I like keeping my private life private.
Well, you were sure talking about it a while ago.
I had a great time with my buddies over in Korea and proudly served America. And then later did a little recon work over in Nam.
All right.
And just want to say that to all of our guys listening, is this show on Armed Forces Radio?
I think we are heard by certain people in uniform. I know that happens occasionally. They send some sort of weird little tapes or CDs, something like that. Don't get me into the technology.
Hey, listen, don't forget, very, very soon we're going to have to be moving our clocks back.
Right.
Now, I know that it's only the middle of August now, but let's start thinking about this. It happens in October, friends. Think about it. It's spring forward and fall back. What will you do with that hour that you're going to be losing?
Now, when you're talking about fall back, you're not talking about what happened to me in the tub the other day.
No.
Damn, I'll tell you, when we got those little squigglies that you put on the bottom of the tub in the old house, it worked a lot better than that slick oil slick of a tub that I have in the new house.
Well, who is it that's too proud to get handicap fixtures?
I'm not getting them. I can work with this foot, what foot I have left, and I can do a damn fine job. It was a nasty fall, though, and I broke my femur.
Why must you insist on wearing flip-flops?
I wore flip-flops.
When you only have tubs. Not even a stump on your left or right foot.
Bathtubs carry disease. No bathing bench for me. Not at all. I'm going to take showers like I used to, and like I did years ago in the old outhouse.
What?
I had an outhouse shower, yes. One of those outdoor numbers, yes. You can laugh all you want, but that's the way it was when you're raised in Minnesota. Damn, was it cold. I'm very happy to be here now, though.
Sure.
But I'm just rambling on.
Of course, I was born in the Bronx.
Yes.
New York, where I played stickball with Larry King and Sandy Koufax when
Not
we were youngsters.
Not a trace of an accent. That's an incredible job you did. You lost that accent, and you were the son of immigrants, were you not?
Are we not all?
In a way, yes, we are.
Touché.
I'm not sure I'm all for the new immigrants, if you know what I mean. I haven't had any blood...
Haven't we had that discussion about not keeping our personal feelings on the air?
You have had your cup of Joe now, and I'm glad you're back, and I have to follow your lead on that one, so I won't pontificate about matters political.
Don't be controversial.
I won't at all.
Talk about things that are going on in the world today, like, say, how can a woman, possibly be an anchorman?
That's going to start when?
I was there, ladies, when you got the right to vote. And okay, I was against it. My partner was against it. We had rallies. You got the right to vote. Where does it say on the ballot that Catherine Couric gets Walter Cronkite's job?
Oh, it's a sad day, and I'm reading here in the newspaper, right on the front page, Pepsi-Cola, that delicious soft drink, has named a new CFO, Indra Nooyi. That's not even an American name.
What's a CFO?
A CFO is a chief financial officer.
Right.
She's a major executive at a soft drink company in America.
Well, that must be a joke gag newspaper.
I sure hope so.
Is one of you pulling a joke on us?
Are we being lampooned?
Only by USA Today.
So you're telling me that there's a woman in a major corporation... And she's actually running it?
It seems it's to be she is running the money.
A lot of
she's
that
in
now.
Charge of the money. My God, what's happened?
That's impossible.
We've been away for so long.
You have.
That's impossible.
You've been in that apartment in the Bronx, and I've been out at my Minnesota fishing cabin.
Well, to all the ladies in the audience, this is your friend, Pete Boss.
And I'm less humid.
Urging you to do what God intended you to do. Drop whatever you're doing right now and think about that man of yours.
Yeah.
What's it going to be tonight? Pot roast, meatloaf. How about quesadillas?
Or tuna surprise.
Have that nice frosty beverage waiting. Make yourself look nice. Don't forget, he's been out working all day while you've been in front of the television.
And most importantly, keep the children quiet. Please.
They are your responsibility.
I like a lady in an apron. I really do.
Okay. You're describing Body Moss.
You got a great lady there. I had a great lady.
Yeah.
She's not what she once was, but she's still my sweet cookie.
Yeah.
She's still my sweet cookie human, and I love her to death. I truly do.
Listen, after the tragedy your wife went through, the many surgeries...
Well.
A lesser man would have left.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm with her all the way. Till death do us part. I remember my vows.
I've seen her body. We occasionally we hot tub together.
Right.
And your wife's body looks like Swiss cheese.
Yeah, it's tough.
I don't mind telling you. They've had to go in with an ice cream scoop to get the cancer out of that.
It's very frustrating. Excuse me.
Choked him up.
I'm real sorry. I'm kind of losing it. Can I just say, Cookie? Daddy's going to come home soon, and we're going to give you a nice little foot rub. Okay. The only things on that beautiful, petite little body that are left are twisted, malformed physique. She'll be waiting for me. I love you, baby. I really do. Oh. Why did I bring that up?
If I could bring a bit of levity to this situation.
Please.
I can't tell you the amount of times that I've been over at your house.
Yeah.
Seen your lovely wife.
Sure.
And actually had a conversation with you while looking through one of the many holes in her body.
Yeah, it's tough. And well, it was about 3 months ago that she still recognized you. That doesn't happen anymore.
No.
But she's still my little cookie.
And you're still having sex with her, aren't you?
What? What is wrong with you? Is that the man happening again? But if you must ask, the answer is yes. Makes me feel good. Every day I leave the house and tell her, stay. She always does. She's in the exact same position when I leave as when I come home. I think she's alive.
Tell you what, it's a damn shame what's happened to radio today.
Yeah, smutmongers.
This crap. The
shock jocks.
These fellas that do this show now. Now, first, the one of them, the one that just will not shut up. The entire thing with him is, I went to the grocery store today. Like, everybody doesn't go to the grocery store.
Yeah, what's that all about?
I've got a girlfriend, or I had a bowel movement today.
Give me a break.
And the other one.
Knock it off.
The other one is over there, and he's like, hey, I was out with my teenage girlfriend last night, and I was at my restaurant last night.
Shocking. Is there no morality in the world anymore?
And he says, I heard yesterday, the one says, I had 100 Twinkies, and the other one, just so jealous, says, okay, you had 100 Twinkies, but I had 100 bowel movements yesterday. And then they've got this hyena that we've got in here right now who they for some reason refer to as King Kong.
Ladies and gentlemen, I ask you, is that comedy? I don't think so. And I hope that you will agree that we are the suitable replacements permanently for the Dan and Mark show. I really think that they're smutmongers and they should be taken off, and that's why we're here today. Because we have grabbed the ear of a brilliant young go-getter executive named Michael Hughes.
Said to us, guys, come on, try a break, see how it feels, and I think that we have assimilated into the modern society.
It feels quite natural to me. It really does.
You're a hit.
Just like my relationship with my lovely wife, Cookie. Cookie Humid. We have a natural, loving relationship that we will have until she goes to a better place. I'm sorry to bring it up again. I'm real sorry.
I tell you what. When you stayed with her, my gosh, when I think of what they've taken out of her, what I think of the lack of organs, the lack of, for lack of a better word, feminine parts that they've taken off that woman, they've turned her into some kind of bloody Frankenstein, but gosh, if you don't dress her up in the prettiest Dolly nightgowns,
she's my cookie.
Smear that makeup all over her face.
She's my little cookie. And even though hugging her is kind of like playing with pipe cleaners, I really do enjoy our time together. And I paint her up each and every day and each and every night, and I make her look pretty, even though she doesn't know I'm there. I just want to say to her, hi. Hi, Cookie. Cookie Puss, Daddy loves you, and he's coming home. I'll bring you a treat. She doesn't even know what it's going to be.
No.
I'll bring her a piece of bread and tell her it's fried chicken.
Bless you.
Paint her up and watch Baby Jane.
There, but for the grace of God, go I.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations, you got a fine, strapping woman.
And I say to
Bonnie Moss is
I say
just
to
so
baby
big.
Jesus, thank you for giving me Bonnie Moss. And Bonnie Moss, I know that tonight you'll have, it's Tuesday night, and you know what that means.
Tuesday.
It's Swanson Hungry Man dinner night.
Mm.
And I hope that I get Salisbury steak with potatoes.
Good for you. Enjoy that and give my best to your lovely wife, Bonnie, and she still looks young every time I see her.
Now, granted, she is my sixth wife.
Has she had a facelift?
They've all had facelifts.
Oh, I thought it might have been the weight.
They've all had facelifts.
Okay, all
just
right.
Like Redskins legend Joe Theismann, who's going to be calling the show a little bit later to chat about why football is so bad now. Dancing, singing, cannons going off, players running out of gigantic balloon helmets.
You score your touchdown, run back to the bench, sit down, behave yourself, and have a cigarette like the good old days.
Hey, act like you've been
in
the end zone before.
Be a pro.
Keep a boy in sports, keep him out of courts.
For the love of Pete, the way they behave out there right now, they just don't seem to get it.
This portion of our show brought to you by the Metropolitan Boys and Girls Club. We'll be down there doing our free magic show for the kids. Some of the inner city kids this weekend.
There's nothing that gives us more pleasure. We really enjoy it.
Sock puppets, Sammy the Snake.
I don't know what I like better.
Creamy the Crackhead.
Just going down to the hospital and performing for the kids or doing our fabulous Chili Spectacular. Give a hoot. Don't pollute.
And every once in a while, we'll find a McDonald's where they don't realize that you have to be licensed to be Ronald McDonald. And either one of us will show up wearing our Ronald McDonald suit. And we'll do an appearance on the weekend.
You want to talk about a hassle when they catch you? It's just what did I say to the manager last time? It's just a clown suit.
Right.
It's just a clown suit, and it's good for the kids.
Right.
And we don't even want money for it.
Leave me alone.
We're volunteering, for goodness sakes.
You'd give.
And I tell you, with your military experience and my martial arts training, we were able to teach that manager a thing or two, no matter how old we were.
I'll tell you what, here's one good thing about being in my condition. When we were in this fight in Des Moines, Illinois.
Yeah.
Outside Hamburger U.
Oh, whatever.
Wearing our Ronald McDonald costumes.
Oh. Yeah, where we were both excommunicated from the clown college.
This young 18-year-old McDonald's manager wanted to mix it up with the two old guys. He came over and he went to kick me in the nuts. And that, my friend, is when he found out what it's like to kick a man with no nuts.
Mm-hmm. There you go again. Mm-hmm. You're talking about it again. My God, you're going to have a flashback and remember this again. You're bringing up your anatomy again. You've just been talking about your lack of body parts.
Don't say the word. You're kidding me.
Yes, you did.
I was no nad man.
Yes,
this is so sad for me. It's so sad to make that realization that when you worked for a guy for... You've worked with and for a guy for 57 years that...
How's Cookie doing?
He's got the, what do they call it? The Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's?
Yeah.
I think it's Alzheimer's.
That's it.
Alzheimer's.
Right.
That's what he's got, I think. You wouldn't know it, though. He's hanging in there. You're hanging in there, buddy, aren't you? Aren't you, Peter?
I sure am, Grandpa.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
You're both
that.
Great.
Mommy?
Yeah.
Would you buy me an ice cream sandwich?
Oh, he's having one of his flashbacks again. We might want to set our names, you know. Hey, cue him. Tell him what his name.
Mommy, I didn't mean to wet the bed.
Write the name down and put it in front of him.
I didn't mean to wet the bed, Mommy.
Write his name down. That'll jog his memory. Come on now. Hurry up, boy.
Don't hang my sheets outside, Mommy.
He's at it usually.
Peter Moss.
Less
Peter
human.
Peter Moss.
Yeah.
Peter Moss.
Hi.
Hi, friends. It's 47 past the hour.
Way
13 before the top. This is Pete Moss.
And I'm Less Humid.
Good news from our Good News news desk. We got some good news for you today. And the good news is that little kitty has been found. You want to thank Ginger
that
for
makes
finding
Lester
that
Hugh Humid very happy.
So there's good news. Who says there's not good news? It's good to do good stuff for good people.
Thank you, Peter.
Isn't it?
Nice to see you're getting back to normal, and we're happy to be here. Remember, if you like what you hear, call that wonderful young boy, Michael Hughes, and tell him to get rid of Dan and Mark.
And if you don't like it, don't bother calling. We won't do this again.
Absolutely.
Hello? Pete and Les.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air, young man.
Hello, yes.
Okay. A Muslim and a Christian are in a race. Who wins?
Is this a joke?
Hold on a second. We don't do that. We don't do that kind of stuff.
Are you inebriated, son?
Yes, I am.
Well, what's your name?
Chad.
Chad. Chad, how old are you, son?
26.
Oh, it's far too young to be drunk during the middle of the day.
Hey, why do Chinese people like Fox News?
If you like what you hear, here's what you like.
Why do Chinese... I'm curious, is that a joke or is that one of those brain twisters? Why do Chinese people like Fox News?
Because it's news without the slant.
News without the slant?
Hey.
Their eyes.
Hey, hold
Maybe
on.
With
you must be thinking you're calling the other show.
Not funny. Listen, not funny. As someone who served America in Korea...
I'd cuff
really,
you right in the neck, you little SOB.
I'd really rather not speak about my time in Korea. It's a private time, and I'll keep it to myself. But listen...
way out of line.
Yeah. Wow. Banish.
Wrong show, buddy.
Banish him.
I suggest you put the bottle down, son. You wait till the TV comes on, and you watch Jim Nance, that wonderful broadcaster on CBS. He'll straighten you right out.
He does it right.
He does it the right way, by golly.
He sure does.
Jeez.
Well, you know, the most important thing of any radio show is knowing who the really important people are. And while you'd like to think that it's you, the listener, and we'd like to think it's us, the disc jockeys,
right,
the truth is, It's Ma and Pa Advertiser. It sure is. Yeah. And let's take this opportunity to say a big Pete and Liz thank you to all the fine sponsors who are making this broadcast possible. Dan and Mark would never stop at this point to take a commercial set, but I see that already they're 7 minutes late according to the Westwood One Formatic clock, which I am led to believe these two dingalings break every single day.
It's not going to happen on our watch. That's for Jiminy Cricket, sure.
The glue sniffers are not here.
That's right. Yep.
Although I bet they will be here after the commercial break.
Yeah, they probably came back from their probation meeting or whatever the heck they were doing. Or maybe their outpatient surgery to have their silly little brains removed.
How much hate mail are we getting?
A pile.
Oh, fantastic. Great news. And it goes on and on. And on and on.
It does. Well, until next time, yeah. I'm hoping that your time is the best time ever. Don't forget that time is so fleeting, my friend. Time belongs to no man. Tomorrow is promised to nobody. Current time is 3:51. If you have the time, take the time to sit by with somebody and say, hey, what time is it anyway?
On behalf of Peter Paul Moss and Lester Q. Humid, let me say, mwah, everybody. We love you. And if we don't happen to make it back, we gave it our best shot.
As we say in Old Mexico City, AMF.
Thank you.
Don and Mike, go to break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
In the kingdom of the world that is our show,
yeah, yes,
they would
indeed
want for us to be happy.
Yes. You would think so, yes.
Of course.
The lowly peasants are rising.
They rose every time we did this last time, didn't they?
Well,
Wasn't this like Elvis to Elvis? This was a particular thing that got them riled up, and that's, isn't that part of the fun too?
Yes,
is people hating Pete Moss and Les Humid?
And what Pete Moss and Les Humid are really are what radio was like. You know, 15 years ago.
Oh,
I mean,
exactly.
20 years ago.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, Mike said to me during the break that I mentioned that John said we got some email. Mike said, what do the little brains have to say?
Ah, so you checked.
So I went to our fan site.
Mm-hmm.
Now, really,
is it particularly venomous today?
Unusual,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. No, it's just nobody likes it.
Oh.
Again, you guys are all entitled to your opinion. I'm not mad.
Well, the people on
the
fan site that are writing don't like it.
And neither does anybody who sent us an email today either.
Those are the passionate ones.
But I just thought it would. You asked. You did ask. I didn't go search this out. You asked. Again, you would just think that what people would want us to be happy.
To have some fun.
If it makes us happy.
Right.
And you don't like it, shut the F up. But still they go on the internet.
See,
I kind of look forward to this, though.
When Donnie uses the low voice sound, Mike really doesn't need to try too hard to do his Bill Walton impression. This should be called Walton to Walton. Then the second guy writes...
That misses completely.
Second guy writes...
I don't need, like, a harmonizer to do Bill Walton.
Second guy writes, where's the funny at? Third guy writes, I'm sure I would find this funnier if I knew who the hell they were. I pray Don doesn't look here during the break. Next person writes, this sucks! It's not funny, and it's not been funny for the 30 minutes they've been doing it. Where are the funny tapes? Where are the fan theme song entries?
Wow.
Next person writes, I bet the dirty practice run they did before the show was funny.
It was.
Next person writes, at least it gives me a chance to get up and go to the bathroom. I wait for the first break if I can't make it before the show starts. Sometimes it's risky. I might wet myself because of the laughter.
Oh, right. God, love them. They're fans.
Not a chance in hell with this bit.
They're fans of the show.
Next guy writes, it would have been interesting if it was dirty. Guy writes, there's nothing funny in this 30-minute stupid bit.
Oh, that's wrong.
Next person writes, what? Exclamations. This isn't Satan to Satan. Next person writes, This is hurting. What the hell are they thinking of? This isn't funny at all. Yeah, next person writes, it's Pete Moss and Less Humid. I can't remember the last time they did this, but it's 4 or 5 years ago. Uh-huh. Next person writes, I sort of remember this. I don't remember the story behind it. Next person writes, was it funny then? Because it sure ain't funny now. Next person writes, I missed the first couple minutes. Did they precede this with any kind of explanation? Next person says, they just said they tested this before the show and pretty much welcome an old friend. They said they did the test dirty. Let's go to the next page.
They're pretty obsessed on that.
Yeah.
On the part they can't hear.
They like that.
Let's go to the next page.
Put it in the box set.
I usually like everything they do. This reminds me when they would interview the guest on Low Budget Jeopardy. I hated that, and I hate this.
Wow, thank you.
I usually like the first hour because it's not bits, it's real-life stories.
Yeah.
This is bad, but I love the show. Then here's one person. This is too funny. Just my opinion. If I had a cane, I would shake it at ye and say, you don't get it.
Uh-huh.
This takes me back to my KFRE days.
Yep.
Next person writes, I guess all I have to say is, they have the microphones. Next person writes, yeah, I love this bit. Next person writes, yes, they do have the microphones, but it's not Don and Mike goodness. Next person writes, this sucks. Not funny at all. And here you go. Thank God it's over. I'd rather listen to 9 minutes of commercials. And you got, I would have rather listened to the great Monarchs lesbian basketball. Then he, I'd rather.
Gee, what part of the world does that come from?
New one. I'd rather listen to the real Jim Fartley. New one. I'd rather the guys have a normal show that gets me through the rest of my workday. Damn it. Next one. What if they come back and keep it up? Next one. If Don reads this thread, it wouldn't surprise me if he did it out of spite. Because you all know me so well. Next one. If they do, I'm guessing it will be because everyone here is bitching about it. Next one. I loved it. Next one.
Hey, there was a... Wait a minute. That was the only one. That was the only positive.
No, there was another.
Next one. It sucked. Hold on. Let's go to page three.
They're going crazy.
Page three. Jesus Christ.
And they're going to go crazier now that we're
talking
about
it. Folks, it's a half hour into the show.
Yeah.
Then this is just... Now we just have people just saying hello. Okay, I'm not going to acknowledge that. Here's one.
Are we at the page now where they know that we're talking about them?
Now it's okay. They are done with this. Rejoice. And then someone writes, here it comes. Duck and cover. Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Hi, Don. Then somebody just writes, Z, 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 like they're sleeping.
Right.
Okay. Like they're sleeping.
Rest well, my friend.
Wow.
Okay, well. Geez, I'm real sorry. You know, I'm real sorry. You know, look at it like this. If you didn't like that, it's 30 minutes that sucked for you. You know what it was for me and Mike?
These are the people I hung out on the lawn with.
You know what it was for me and Mike? 30 minutes that we love.
Right.
Yes.
30 minutes that we loved. And
it's kind of what, you know, they asked for an explanation. We'll give it to them. It's our way of really poking fun at everything that's jive about old-time radio guys.
Right.
And it's just stupid, and it's silly, and we have a good time doing it because it's very inside, and it's fun, and we enjoy that. And anybody that listens to those kind of guys, every market's got them.
Yep.
And we have fun doing that.
You know, and I would just hope that you would like Mike and I having fun.
No, well, obviously, that's not the case. No, we're here to serve.
What they really want is what they're not going to get now, which is me going, oh, well, you people on the website, oh, look out, oh, am I mad?
Look out!
Boy, I'm fighting mad with you. Change the station, you stupid effers. You don't run my life.
You can't always give
Do
the audience.
Do you see what a master thespian I am?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bravo.
Really? Can I tell you something? I don't care.
I don't
really.
Either.
You like it?
I did care about the...
You like it?
The Low Budget Jeopardy thing. It was really... That's my thing that I've done for years,
right.
And it really hit close to home.
Yeah.
That hurt. That's when I was real silent for a while.
I'm sorry you were hurt, Mike.
So you did get to me with that one. But, you know, the stuff where we're together, that's fine. I'm bulletproof.
Sorry.
I worry about Cookie.
Sorry about that. Hey, hey, no problem at all. And, really, you know, be happy makes somebody else. Hey, all you guys on the website, is this starting to piss you off? Huh? Is it?
Look at us. We're huge. We're 12 feet tall. Come on. Let's fight. Come on.
So there used to be radio like this. WGN 720 in Chicago. My name is Bud Phillips. Oh, it's going to be a good weekend to go out. See some garage sales this weekend.
WTIC time. 10 minutes after the hour, I'm Bob Steele.
See, here's what I don't get about some of you people on the internet. No, actually, I get everything about you, just like you get everything about me. But really, if it makes us happy and if it makes us laugh, right, it should make you happy and it should make you laugh. How dare you people write anything that's not 100% ass-kissing material?
Right.
Don't you know that's the only reason we pay attention to that website?
We like the love. Give us the love, whether you mean it or not. You sons of bitches.
We get the hate everywhere else.
We do. Lord knows we do.
And when you people want to give us crap, it makes us want to take out all of our anger on you.
Radio, radio, what would life be without it?
More singing.
And I'm against this whole Elvis show tomorrow they're doing. Mm-hmm. I hear it's going to be in poor taste, scatological humor, talking about Elvis having sex, Elvis prematurely having sex in his pants.
Well, let's call the Congress and let them yank those fellows off the air.
Okay, I'm going to turn this off now.
Bye!
But not because of any outside pressure.
Right.
No.
From any vigilante Hummus or... What's the name of the bad guys over there with the H?
Hamas.
Yeah.
Hezbollah. Love me tender.
Hezbollah.
Love me sweet. Or is it true?
Sweet?
Yeah, sweet! Ooh, that is sweet!
Oh, wow. Oh, hey. Not.
Hey, there you go.
What happened?
There you go.
Hey.
Okay. All right, so we're back. Okay, so this is the type of the show that we do,
yeah.
You know? Sometimes you like it, sometimes you won't like it. You know? Just deal with it. So, hi, and welcome, everybody.
Hey, how you doing?
Here's what's happening. How's your Tuesday going?
Good Tuesday to you.
We like doing that bit.
Yeah.
Flipping sweet. We really like it. Now, I have no way of knowing exactly where those posts on that website are coming from, what city they're coming from. Mike,
right.
You indicated one appeared to be from the greater Sacramento area. We do have, from Men's Health Magazine, the 100 angriest cities in America.
Wow, that's exciting. That is an exciting list.
Uh-huh. And
I'd like to know all of them, I swear to God.
For being a radio show that's only on in 30 markets... We are in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
13 of the angriest cities?
So about 10% of the angriest part of America.
Right.
13%. Thank you, Rob.
Very good.
At number 96, Portland, Oregon.
That surprises me. I would think that's kind of...
Yeah.
Well, no, you always hear about, like, you know, loggers that chop people's heads off.
Number 95, Burlington, Vermont.
Burlington, Vermont, up there in beautiful
that's
Burlington?
That's the mellowest town in America.
Number 90, Pittsburgh.
Okay, well, the steel town, that's kind of a, you know, tough town.
86, Rochester, New York.
Rochester. We've gotten so many nice calls from Rochester.
83, Fresno, CA.
Yeah, you're getting warm. No surprise there.
68, Spokane, Washington.
Really?
I'm surprised.
Number 67, Bakersfield, California.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I can see why.
Number 62, Modesto, California.
Hello. Okay, here we are.
You're getting warmer.
We're getting close to our friends.
Number 52, Las Vegas.
Well, you know, I guess people lose money, you know?
Yeah.
Of course, they'll tell you in Las Vegas, it's a rapidly growing metropolis. There's so much more to Vegas than just the strip and gambling and all that, but I know I get plenty pissed off when I'm out there.
Mike, we're down to the big four.
Big four.
Big four. I'll tell you that they are located on this list as follows, numerically. One of them is number 4.
Okay.
One of them is number 20.
All right.
One is number 25, and one is number 44.
So one of them has the same rating that we do, number 4.
Now.
It would be an interesting thing.
These four
the city
cities,
that Rob and I are thinking of.
These four cities that are left are
yes.
Baltimore, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Washington, D.C.
Okay.
Wichita, Kansas, and Sacramento, California.
Yeah.
Hello.
Now,
let this be a little game you play right now, a little scramble game in your mind.
Now, there's one city that's just throwing me for a loop here.
Just, Mike, put them in the order that
Hello,
you
Hello, hon.
All right, go 4, 3, 2, 1. Bottom, you know, to the top, the angriest cities between Baltimore, Wichita, Washington, and Sacramento. Rank them, please.
I'm going to go number 4, Washington, D.C. Number 3, Wichita. Number 2, Baltimore, Maryland. And number 1, Sacramento, California.
Loser.
Okay.
Rob.
I have to excuse myself.
Oh, Rob saw it. Buzz.
I'm going to switch the order of the middle ones. I'll say Washington at number 4. Baltimore at number 3, Wichita at number 2, and Sacramento at number 1.
Thank you for holding Sacramento number 1.
That's Sorry.
No,
fellas,
that's not it either.
Fourth place in fourth place of the cities.
Right.
44th angriest city overall.
Yes. Yeah, late on it.
Sacramento, California.
There it is. Oh, they're not trying hard enough.
44th. Sacramento. 25th angriest city, Washington, D.C.
Okay.
20th angriest city, Wichita, Kansas, up there with the big boys.
Wow. Yeah, I kind of thought that Ballmer might be number 1.
Yep, and as far as our cities go, where we heard on the radio, Baltimore, Maryland, number 4, behind Orlando,
wow.
St. Pete, both of those in Florida.
Really?
And Detroit.
Wow.
Why so angry?
Don and Mike, go to break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
This is the Don and Mike Show.